Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is that?
It's time for News from the Nest
with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Hillside Lawn Service, the experienced lawn care specialists.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time talks Ravens football. News from the Nest style. Joining us now on the program, you can hear weeknights shaking it up sports. He's our Ravens and Orioles reporter. Let's welcome into the show, as he's kind enough to give us his time, Cordell Woodland on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Cordell, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Going all right, man. Appreciate the time as always. As we look at the Ravens, the roster, the way it's put together right now, and we expect that they will be contenders, as usual, in the AFC as we're now post first round of free agency, post draft. What is the strength? If we look at this team, are you more confident, for instance, in the offense, the way they're put together now, or the defense? What is the ultimate strength of the team as we sit here, Cordell, on May the 15th?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think on paper, you probably say the offense is probably the stronger side of the ball. But right now, I still have more confidence in the defensive side. I think the defense, they've been together for a while. They don't have a new coordinator on that side of the ball. The way they gelled at the end of last year was, you know, phenomenal. And look, they've got a couple of guys kind of like the offense in a similar situation as well, but they've got a couple of guys in contract years on the defense. Matt Abike, Broderick Washington, Patrick Queen, you know, so I think they're going to get a nice mix of motivated guys looking to make themselves a nice chunk of change, but also a group that's still young with a couple of players that have a lot to prove right now. David Ajabo and Adafe Owe mainly are part of that group. So I think the defense, just them being able to play together last year under Mike McDonald and everything, and the way they finished last year, I still think that's the side of the ball I'm more confident in.
Hey, Cordell, you know what I'm kind of hoping is that this summer that – the Ravens, hopefully, you know, maybe with the Eagles, that'd be great. You know, if they had a practice together, you know, because nobody plays in preseason games anymore. And right, the best way for a new offense to work, you know, maybe, you know, because they play the Eagles at home on Friday, August 11th, maybe the Eagles come down that week.
That'd be cool. You know, it'd be cool to see. I don't know how much the Ravens really like that.
They didn't like Chip Kelly because I went up there for that. He was kind of a jerk, you know.
Well, I don't know many people that you know are fond of Chip Kelly necessarily, but you know it'd be definitely something cool to see. I just wonder with them, they can be so secretive, and especially with them having a new offensive coordinator and everything, they don't want anybody to see anything. A couple of new weapons, Lamar coming back healthy, so. I think that for them, they want to keep it in-house. And even for the reasons you named as well, you know, nobody plays in the preseason for injury reasons. And I think that for them, they want to stay as healthy as possible throughout July and August to get ready for the season. And, you know, going up against another team, you never really know what can happen in some of those drills, even though they are supposed to, you know, be very, very well tight-knit and orchestrated. Anything can happen. So I think for them, they like to keep everything in-house just to not give anybody any extra eyes to see what's going on.
Now, Cordell, last Thursday, I when I was walking, I was listening to your show, and you picked them to win 12. You still think they can win 12?
I think they could, you know. This schedule is definitely tough, no doubt about it. It's tough in a couple of different stretches. They do have the division games early in the season, and all three of them are on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be looked at as a positive as well. All three are cold weather cities, and they're going to them early in the season. So that's a bonus. But getting division games early, you know, anything can happen. You can either start off hot, or it could be a rocky start for you. And then late, man, December, their schedule is so brutal. You got the Dolphins, you got the Jags. You got the Chargers. You got the Niners. The Steelers to end the season. You know, it's going to be tough. So I think that they can. I do have them going on a little bit of a dry spell going into the month of December. But I think that they can, if health, obviously health is going to be a big piece of their season. If they're healthy, I think that they could find a way to win 12.
I think one of the biggest questions, the biggest unknown in the whole division, which can sway it one way or another, is the play of Deshaun Watson. Who are we getting? You know, I mean, that's going to be huge.
Well, I'm expecting to get the Deshaun Watson that we used to see. The guy last year, really, I kind of chalked it up as an L from the beginning. I didn't expect anything from him. Suspended to start the year, can't really be involved in team activities. He got a very late start on the year. But this year, you know, what else am I to think? The last time we saw Deshaun Watson being able to play, you know, full go and play a whole season without any restraints, he was one of the top quarterbacks in the league. So, you know, I have to believe that that's what it's going to be again. He's got his weapons around him. Amari Cooper's out there. Donovan Peoples-Jones got a lot better last year. They added Elijah Moore. Nick Chubb still in that backfield. I still think the Browns can be a force to be reckoned with. And you look up and down in this division, I don't think there really are any easy opponents. I mean, every time we expect the Steelers to go away, they just keep coming right back. And they didn't make the playoffs last year, but they were still a team that's in the hunt, you know, late in the year. That's just who they're going to be. They're so well coached. So there will be no easy games in this division. And, yeah, I agree. I think the Browns are the wild card because they could go anywhere, you know, honestly, from third to first in this division.
And Cordell, that's why I think if somebody somehow can be 4-2 in the division, they win it. But I can see everybody being 3-3 again.
Just like they were last year.
Yeah,
I honestly could. I mean, everybody can beat each other. They're all building their teams, you know, to win the division. And they all play that physical brand of football that gives them a chance every Sunday. You know, pretty much all of them, for the most part, are disciplined. The Browns have their issues, obviously. But the Bengals are, you know, we know what they are. They've really cemented themselves as one of the top teams in the AFC the last couple of years. The Ravens are always there. You know, it's the injuries. It's the injuries. Can they stay healthy? And I would say them probably more than any team in the league. San Francisco is a close second. But you talk about a team that if they stay healthy, what they could do. The Ravens, you know, the sky's the limit. I honestly believe that if they could stay healthy. But it's such a big if because they've got guys on this team with, you know, big medical risks right now. And you look at the offensive side of the ball, I talked about it being a prove a year for a couple of guys on the defense. It's prove a year for all these key players on the offensive side of the ball, maybe outside of Mark Andrews. So you have that going for you. A lot of guys want to stay healthy this year. We'll see if it can happen.
Cordell Woodland, shaking it up sports weeknights here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell, last thing for you, getting back to the defense. Marcus Peters, Justin Houston, most likely to be a Raven in 2023.
Which one of them?
Yep.
Oh.
I think both.
Yeah, I mean, if not both, I still kind of believe that they would like to, that it may behoove them to go another direction in terms of the pass rush. There's a couple of better, I think, veteran, or maybe not better, but still on that same playing field with Justin Houston in terms of veteran pass rushers that they could try out. We've seen what Justin Houston's been able to do the last 2 years, and it hasn't been bad, but you don't want to – you'd rather get out before it gets bad instead of, you know, holding on too long. So I think Peters is the guy because they still believe Peters has something left. Last year was his first year back off the injury. You think he'd be a lot better this year. And, you know, it may not be as much put on his plate this year with a second year Kyle Hamilton back there. They already added Rock Ya-Sin. I think Peters is probably the more likely option.
He's Cordell Woodland. You going to be down at Camden Yards tonight?
I will.
I will see you at Pickles. You know, me and Norm are there, and you know how exciting Nolan McGraw is. So we have to take a back seat as usual, but we'll do what we have to do. Oh, Baltimore baseball tonight. Cordell, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Cordell Woodland, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. How about we count some money, hopefully, with buy or sell, and talk about the sports news of the day. And then we'll look at the Ravens' schedule a little bit more in-depth as it came out last Thursday. And then Nolan McGraw is going to be joining us with a trip to his funhouse. Since we had to preempt him last hour, we're not going to make that same mistake.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Twice, that's for
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Monday. Orioles taking on the Angels tonight. Down at Camden Yards, Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, along with Nolan McGraw, live from Pickles, getting you ready for that one. Shohei Ohtani versus Grayson Rodriguez. Ravens. Football school in session. Yep. OTAs next week. We can get into that. We're going to talk about the Ravens' schedule. Bottom of the hour. You got the NHL, NBA playoffs going on as well. So we get into all of your sports news.
Yep. Looking forward to going back out again Wednesday, Bob. I guess Lamar's not in town.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Football school. Bring your pencil. Right now, let's count some cash by yourself.
All right, Bob, the Dow is down 16. The S&P's up 4. NASDAQ is up 59. DraftKings up 6 cents. Under Armour's up 4 cents to 703.
Let's start here in the NBA. The All-NBA honors have been given out. This was this past week, and the first team All-NBA includes Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jason Tatum, Giannis, and Joel Embiid, and overall, nothing really crazy stands out about that group. Very talented five players there, but I guess the big story, Embiid finally getting over that hump, surpassing Jokic as not only the MVP, but first-team All-NBA. And Gilgeous-Alexander, first time in first-team recognition for him, maybe somewhat surprisingly over Steph Curry, who was named to the second team. More points for SGA this year, but Curry pretty much takes the cake in all the other stat categories. So, Bob, buy or sell, Curry should have been ahead of Gilgeous-Alexander, first-team All-NBA.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I mean, sometimes, you know, look at Jokic this year. You get voter fatigue,
yeah,
and they want to go in a different direction. And Gilgeous-Alexander was brilliant for Oklahoma City. They're a rising young team. They get Holmgren back.
Yeah.
Who missed all of this year. Aaron Wiggins is a contributor, former Terp, among others. But, you know, Curry's kind of, if he's healthy, just put him on the first team line because he plays like that guy. But I don't know if it's an egregious mistake, like Mark Jackson not even having Jokic on his MVP ballot. But, yeah, I'll go ahead and buy that Curry probably deserved a little more based on his performance this year and his prior accomplishments as a future Hall of Famer.
Well, here's something interesting and something we actually saw firsthand last month at Maryland's Pro Day. Nothing involving a Maryland player, but Nick Boyle. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was there in attendance. He was handling long snapping duties for kicker Chad Ryland's workout. Said at the time that he was trying to make the position change, stay in the league, and, well, looks like he's got a workout set up with the Steelers in the near future, long snapping workout. Did have that experience in his past, helped him earn a scholarship at Delaware. It's always sort of been in his back pocket, I guess, but we've never seen it from him at the NFL level. So Vinny, buy or sell, Boyle will be able to make this position change and extend his career.
I'm going to sell it. And he was at Pittsburgh at the rookie mini camp, you know, as a tryout guy. And he said he can't play tight end anymore because of his knees.
Mm-hmm.
So as a long snapper for punts, you're one of the first guys down, and you got to be able to run, you know, to cover punts. So, you know, if his knees can't handle that, then I don't think he can make a team.
Go back to the NBA here. Lots of question marks surrounding the Suns after they came up short yet again. Gave up a lot of capital to land Kevin Durant in that midseason trade. And there is a lot of money tied up to not only him, but their other stars on their team. So no surprise here to see the rumors start circulating that Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton could both be traded this offseason to clear up some space and maybe get back a portion of what they lost in the Durant deal. We know Ayton, he's wanted out for a while now, but what about Chris Paul, back end of his career? What sort of team would want his services right now? Buy or sell, Bob, the rumors will come true. Both get traded this summer.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, Chris Paul, again, misses a playoff series, most of a series with an injury. Ayton signed a deal with another team, right? Who was it?
Wasn't it the Pacers?
Yeah, he signed Indiana, signed with the Pacers, and then that got rescinded, or there was some sort of clerical issue that caused that to fall through. I mean, it seemed pretty obvious last offseason Phoenix wanted to get rid of him. Now Monty Williams is gone. Maybe the issue was between those two. Who really knows? But, yeah, they have two studs to build around. Durant's going to be 35, if I'm not mistaken. Booker's still very much in the prime of his career, but two studs, got to maybe retool your roster a little bit. So, yeah, I could see that happen.
Really saw the depth go away.
Lack thereof.
Right, when you got Shamit starting a playoff game.
Yeah.
Not good.
Taking him to task, poor guy, making a few million dollars to play sports and stuff.
You know what?
Yeah.
He can handle it. It's been around the block.
That's right. He played for Greg Marshall at Wichita State. He can handle anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's close with this one here. Thursday Night Football. A lot was made of Thursday Night Football last year after the move to Amazon and the slate of games that we were subjected to. I think a major disappointment would be putting it lightly. Even Al Michaels would probably agree with that. But now that the 2023 schedule is out, you look at the Thursday Night Football games, you see some good matchups. Baltimore-Cincinnati, that stands out. How about Vikings-Eagles early in the year? But kind of some of the same old Bears-Commanders, or a lot of one-sided matchups are on the Thursday night slate. But Vinny, I'll ask you here, buy or sell, Thursday night football will end up being more entertaining this year than it was last year.
I'll buy it. I mean, it can't get worse. I mean, you know, I'll watch any football, but I mean, a lot of that was really hard to watch, and from not flipping that channel. And with Amazon was a pain in the ass because you couldn't flip the channel. That was the biggest problem.
And the audio, remember, it sounded like that stadium was empty. You couldn't hear the crowd noise, which is always a
mixed,
nice little addition.
Yeah. Mixed a little strange.
Yes. Unfortunately, if thinking about Thursday Night Football, the one image I have is when Tua got hurt in that Bengals game. That's the games themselves. Can't really remember. Did the Ravens even play on a Thursday?
They played the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. And did good. They did good that game. Wasn't that the he was 8 for 8 with a couple of touchdowns in the second half sort of thing? Lamar, we're talking about, speaking of 8, when we come back, that schedule you brought up, we'll break it down from a Ravens perspective. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Go to the Fun House with Nolan McGraw. Since we missed it last hour, Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, get his thoughts on how the league is looking right now on May the 15th. American League East report coming up around 1:15, and then Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talk some MLB with him. The Padres suck right now. Why? He'll explain later in the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports 24-7, 105.7. The voice of the fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the fan, here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's on the other side of the glass. Don't forget, down at Pickles tonight, 5:30. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Mike Bordick, or a Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick, and a Hall of Famer in his own right, Nolan, from 5:30 to 6:30, 6:35 first pitch. Orioles taking on the Angels. Birds take 2 out of 3 from the Pirates. Losing yesterday, however, 4-0. We'll give you a score update there, along with the rest of what happened yesterday and preview tonight in the American League East around 1:15. But Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, was on the Adam Jones podcast with Jerry Coleman. Our friends, Jonesy, yes, that Adam Jones, former Orioles All-Star center fielder. Talking about various subjects relating to the offseason that was for his Ravens. And one of the questions asked of EDC was the negotiations with Lamar Jackson and how difficult they may have gotten.
Stressful, I think, partly because we realized the importance to the organization and the community. A special player, a special person, beloved by our fan base, which we take very seriously. Tough negotiation, for sure. I think that a negotiation that had historical implications as well, looking at the history of the NFL. So for us, a lot of time went into it. I think the other reason that it was stressful is Lamar represented himself and did a very good job. But along with that came additional pressures that were unprecedented in professional football.
And those being what, when you're negotiating with a player who's representing himself?
Yeah, I think the toughest thing is because, you know, in a negotiations, you know, what you're trying to do is come up with comparables to justify, you know, what you're willing to pay them as a club. And the agent is doing the same thing. And most times, you know, until you can come up with a comparable, then you're not going to get very far in negotiation. So what the club thinks and what the agent thinks, you know, maybe are two different things. And things can get a little heated because there's a lot of stuff that as a club, you've done your homework and you got all these stats, you know, because you got to knock the player a little bit for to give reason why that comparable is who you think and what you think of the player, you know, and the agent is doing the same thing, you know, telling you how great his client is. Now, when you're dealing with a player and the player's mother, you know, Eric DaCosta can't go into ripping your star player. Mm-hmm. So the negotiation is extremely difficult. And I think that's why a lot of times it was takes two to tango.
Now, when we go back to the Ravens applying the tag, and you thought, Vinny, all along it was going to be the exclusive tag. Instead, the Ravens chose to go the opposite way, non-exclusive, and here is Eric DaCosta explaining that one.
Do we really know that there was no interest? We really don't. We know that no team made him an offer. Now, potentially, they might have discussed an offer with Lamar at some point and said, we can't do that. I mean, we don't really know. I think Lamar did indicate that he had some conversations with teams prior to us getting him signed. But those conversations didn't necessarily result in a contract offer. I can't answer that. I mean, every team looks at players differently. Every team has their own value associated with the player.
And that day, from what I recall, when the Ravens applied the non-exclusive tag, the only news we were getting was, well, the Falcons aren't interested. The Colts aren't interested. The Commanders aren't interested. It was more about Tampa isn't interested. It was almost like a flurry of activity, teams just come being proactive, saying we're not interested in bringing in Lamar Jackson here.
And the other thing, Bob, Jameson Hensley told me, you know, last Wednesday when we were out at quarterback school or quarterback
football school. Bring your pencil.
That when he was at the owners meeting, he went and talked to all these teams, you know, that needed quarterbacks possibly. Nobody. He didn't find one team that was interested. That even, you know, well, maybe. So I'm guessing that if they, because I, what I would have done would have been, Lamar, do you want, or whoever I would have gotten a hold, you know, whoever was answering the phone, is it true you want a totally guaranteed deal? Yes. Okay, thanks, bye. You know, I mean, that would have been the end of it because, you know, the owner's probably saying, call him and see if he wants a guaranteed deal. Yeah, he wants a guaranteed deal. No. You know, otherwise, I'm guessing nobody called him.
Now, in regards to the negotiation process, Adam Jones podcast with Eric DaCosta, along with our friend Jerry Coleman, I guess patience, EDC, was a virtue in this whole thing?
You know, what I learned from Ozzie Newsome, the great GM, is always remain as patient as possible. Take a breath, assess the situation. Don't do anything rash. Be strategic in your approach and do what's best for the club. And so in this instance where we truthfully had no desire or interest in trading Lamar, we did nothing. And we continue to engage Lamar. We tried to listen, to hear him, to hear where he's coming from, in the hopes that we could put an offer on the table that would be attractive to him and that would give him a chance to really assess what he wants to do.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the being patient part. I mean, that's the thing. You take a deep – because when you want to start screaming and yelling, like, what the hell, you know, then you just got to, okay, let me just take a deep breath and, you know.
Count to 10.
Yes.
Million.
Whereas, if more likely, if you were an agent – probably did a little, you probably would do a little bit more hollering and screaming. Because I said the one time with LeVar Arrington, Dan Snyder yelled down the hall, "You tell his agent, go buy a TV, because that's the only way that he's going to watch the Washington Redskins this year."
So he was impatient, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It's
Vinny and 81057 The Fan. Well, this has been a hot topic of discussion. Lamar showing up for voluntary stuff. What do you think about that one, Eric?
It's not a mandatory program. No. And so it's up to the player. And we can make our feelings known. I think Lamar knows we'd like him here. But that's going to be up to the player. You know, collectively bargained. Some guys are here. Some guys are not. Some guys are here for part of the program. Some guys are not here for any of the program. Some guys are here every single day. So I'm not going to have a strong opinion on that right now because it is collectively bargained. Because players have the rights to do what they want to do. We support Lamar. We do think it's best for all of our players to be here. We do have a new offensive coordinator. I think it's really, really important that our offense is on the same page. And I'm confident that we'll be on the same page by the time September rolls around.
And basically what he's saying is I can't give my true feelings because it's been collectively bargained and he'll get fined.
Yeah. Haven't the Ravens kind of pushed the envelope at these OTAs before?
Yeah. I think they've been in trouble before. It's like you said last week, Bob, all of a sudden quarterback school appeared and the media were allowed to
popped out of nowhere, didn't
it? Yeah. And the talk from then on has been who has not been there. So they want their players there. They can't say it. So we're saying it. Basically, bottom line, I mean, you look at all the articles that have been, even Mel Kiper talked about on his radio show on Saturday, you know, about Lamar not being there. And I think, you know, more and more people have talked about it. So I think they're getting their message across, but the most important people to get the message across to is we'll see when I go out there on Wednesday, Bob, we'll see if anybody else has shown up.
Now, in regards to contract negotiations, again, Eric DeCosta of the Adam Jones Podcast with Jerry Coleman in the NFL, because baseball, basketball, I guess hockey, they have fully guaranteed deals. NFL does not, except for, you know, one mega contract that Deshaun Watson got. We do know that Kirk Cousins got a
3-year
guaranteed fully contract. But Eric explains what the problem might be with that sort of philosophy moving forward.
The issue that we have with guaranteed contracts is that we have a lot of players that suffer pretty hard, serious injuries. And when that being the case, anytime you have a player that gets hurt, you have to replace those players. So when you go over the salary cap and you get injuries, now you have to cut players. And it makes it really, really hard to build a roster. We play in a very physical game with a lot more injuries than other sports. We've also got a large roster, you know, about 69 players, including the practice squad. We're always churning and churning the roster and replacing players and bringing guys in. We do not have a minor league system, unlike other sports.
Well, the minor league system is NCAA football.
Sure it is. Where they make more money in some cases in college than they do in the pros.
Yeah, and the guaranteed contract. Plus, the owner's got to put all that in escrow. You know, and he's got to put $250 million that he can't touch. You know, so, I mean, that's a big – and the owners have never done it other than one. So, yeah, they don't – they probably had, and I don't know, I'm sure they've had a lot of wink-wink meetings.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw will take your phone calls at 410-583-1057 as well. Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, have some NFL lunch with us at 1 o'clock. Look at the American League East update here, scores and standings and all the good stuff going along with that. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, we'll talk some baseball with him. Padres have been really bad offensively. Why? Bob will try to figure it out for us here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bin. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer, Lindy's, SI.com. He'll be joining us for some NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Look at the American League East. The Orioles are hosting the Angels tonight. We'll talk about that. Round 115, Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Talk some baseball with him on this Monday. We're getting to the Funhouse in a couple of seconds, but let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're going to Park Heights. It is E.E. What is happening?
Hey, Bob, Vinny. What's up, fellas? Good afternoon, man.
How we doing?
Hey, Vinny.
Yo.
Man, I've been tripping these past couple of days, man, listening to these Lamar fanatics call in and really trying to lean on you, man. I think it's funny.
Yeah, but it's all right.
I want to tell you something, Vinny. Like, to all the rational thinkers out there, believe me when I tell you, you make complete sense. All right? Now, what I will say is this. It's your verbiage that I think that's irritating people more so than the truth. All right? When you say things like Lamar should be there, and then you follow it up by saying they just paid him the money. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the verb that's kind of upsetting people, when how you correlating the money with him being there and all this type of stuff. Let's take the money out of the picture for a second, all right? Let's just say you never say no more that he just got paid the money. How about we talk about a quarterback going into his sixth year, right,
mm-hmm.
who just a couple of weeks ago before he signed his contract, right, Keyshawn Johnson on Get Up, Dan Orlovsky on whatever he be on, is still talking about what? How this man has a problem with what? Hitting the layups. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The narrative is that he still has a problem with hitting layups. Now, listen, forget what they say. Let's use what your eyes have told you, all right? Now, this everybody that's listening to me, all right? Use your eyes. Last year before he got hurt, there was one game where as though he overthrew two wide open touchdowns, one to DuVernay, one to Teelan Wallace in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We're not talking about the passes that's behind the receivers in the dirt. None of that. We're talking about the layups. So I hate the way fans, fanatics anyway, call this station and have on their Lamar blinders as if your eyes not telling you that man need to be in camp. Damn the money. He need to get in camp so he can work on hitting the layups. All right? And everything else that Vinny said is true about the new coordinator and all that. But I'm coming from a different perspective. Get in camp so you can hit the layups. How about that, Mr. MVP?
Where's Ian Park Heights? Started running a little hot there.
Yeah. All right.
Volume was going up. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Quick draw. I know we bypassed you last hour, much to the dismay of our audience. So we're not going to do that again. How about we take a trip to your fun house? And I'm sure it's exciting over there today.
Quick Draws Fun House. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry, one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, give them a call today. 443-348-8812.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First one here, texter says, if you got a humongous raise at your job, your boss is going to want you to show up to work the next day, or they're probably going to want to fire you. It's just that simple.
That's common sense. You know, it's not the NFL. It is voluntary. That's the thing. So it is that.
Right.
All right, so he doesn't have to be. You just, common sense kind of tells you that you probably should be.
like to use that as a comparison, for instance. Say we got big raises, right? And then they gave us
Odyssey,
the option to work from home or come in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Probably leaning towards, if it's voluntary,
right?
Working from home. But that's just me.
Well, look at sales, Bob. I mean, they're here. They get to work from home 2 days. So, I mean, they could come in if they want.
Yeah.
But how many of them? There's a lot of empty seats here on those days when they can work from home.
Rather quiet in here on Fridays. Pull back the curtain a little bit.
There's
premium parking.
Yes.
And they're saving a lot on the BG&E bill, too, Norm, on Fridays. Because there's no lights on in here.
It all adds up. How about this one here? Texter says, I got three things on the Orioles. Says, Kyle Stowers cannot play at the major league level. Got to give it up. Two, Mountcastle needs to go. We're still riding him, apparently. Says, I've seen enough of his poor performances. And three, Brandon Hyde and his bullpen decisions are costing us games. Still costing us games, that is.
I think yesterday was all about Mitch Keller. That's why the Orioles lost that one. So is he saying, the texter, he or she, that Stowers should just retire?
Didn't say retirement, but it says
hang up the old goal to make it to the major leagues.
Give it up was the verbiage.
He got optioned back to Norfolk, by the way, Kyle Stowers. Logan Gillespie was recalled, if you missed that news earlier this morning. But I think Kyle Stowers is still going to try his best to get up to Baltimore and hopefully stay. And if it's not Baltimore, another major league city.
Another one here on the Orioles says, I was running hot watching them swing and miss yesterday, but had to remind myself they already won the series. These new expectations surrounding the team are great. We can finally be mad that they came up short of a sweep rather than being mad they got swept.
Yeah, well, let's see. 9 of 10 series have been in their favor, and the only loss was to Atlanta, and that was barely losing that series. Look, the guy... Keller was brilliant yesterday. I mean, what more? Hey, you grab a pink bat and go up there while he's throwing high 90s with the sun blaring in your face. That dude was on point. I don't know if you paid attention to him. He is 5-1 with a sub-3 earned run average this season. He's actually pretty good.
And if Batista didn't throw that one in the dirt, they'd have won the Atlanta series.
Yeah, and if they weren't 2-for-29 with runners in scoring position. But then again, that's water under the bridge.
One last one here on the Ravens says, I think people are already anointing this offense with Monken as a success. Throw in the new wide receivers as well. But Monken could come in here, could suck. Lamar could throw 20 interceptions. Who knows? So since we don't know anything about that side, I would say the defense right now should be considered the strongest facet of the team.
I'm going to tend to disagree with that. I mean, your Pro Bowlers are on the offensive side. I mean, you got a Pro Bowl tight end. You got a Pro Bowl left tackle. Pro Bowl quarterback.
Soon to be Pro Bowl center.
And Odell's been in the Pro Bowl. Running back, any of the running backs made it? So, yeah, they've got a lot of things going for them offensively. And the biggest thing is, you know, can Lamar be that assist guy? That's going to be the key thing. Can he get the ball to the receivers?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk some NFL with Howard Balzer, longtime NFL writer. He's with Lindy's, SI.com. He's going to have some NFL lunch with us. Got Orioles Angels preview coming up a little bit. Also, look at the American League East. And Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Talk about what's happening in the major leagues. It's already the middle of May. Some teams exceeding expectations. Others are underachievers. Who are they?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.